To give you an idea of how ridiculous some of the arguments will be, listen to Jim Allen at the Board of Elections.
Signatures, there's residency requirements, there's did they file the right paperwork, such as a statement of economic interest with the county clerk's office or a statement of candidacy, whether or not the pages were numbered, whether it was bound properly, whether there are sufficient signatures, whether individuals signed the petition more than once and those don't count toward the total, whether they're registered to vote at all, whether they're registered to vote in that ward, whether they're not registered at the address they put down on the petition, whether the signature is genuine. So there are all kinds of areas where people can trip up.
So it's kind of a candidate suppression program?
No, it's the law.
At City Hall, Bill Cameron, WLSAM 890 News.